Ripped from the headlines, punked, bling bling, companion animal. Just some of this year's selections for the list of words banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. The list is put together by a committee at Lake Superior State University in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. John Shibley is one of the co-compilers.
Words and phrases are like fashions. We sometimes hang on to certain words and phrases far too long. It's time to either throw them out or relegate them to the closet and go with something new.
There have been more than 450 banished words since the list began 28 years ago. Shibley says reviewing them is like opening a linguistic time capsule.
Pet rock is on the first list. Nuclear, as Jimmy Carter used to say it, is one of them. Alexander Haig was banned in the early 80s. We've even banned Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton back in 99.
Anyone can nominate words and phrases that offend their ears. More than 6,500 people made suggestions for 2004's list. Not surprisingly, the war in Iraq provided several top candidates.
Embedded journalist, smoking gun, as you can well expect, shock and awe. Captured alive, I guess if you weren't captured alive, you'd be found dead. Spider hole, that happened too soon for us to include it on this year's list. I'm afraid it's going to slip through the cracks for 2005's list. So if you feel passionate about spider hole, I would suggest you vote early and vote often like they do in Chicago.
Metrosexual, a new term for an urban male who fusses far too much over personal appearance, has been banished. So has LOL, email speak for laugh out loud. But Shibley has a personal favorite.
Handcrafted latte, as if someone's back there milking the cow and growing coffee in the back room for you.
It may be tempting to punish those who continue to use the banished words, but Shibley says he's one of the guilty. It's best, he says, to consider the words a reverse vocabulary list. The goal is to try not to use them in a sentence.
What my grandmother used to have me do is put a nickel in a jar if I swore. So in 2004, I would suggest you keep track of the words and phrases that you use that bother you and start saving up for something you want to buy through nickels and dimes.
John Shibley of Lake Superior State University and co-compiler of the list of words banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.